Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dove Knight.
Hi, everybody. On Twitter and around the world, I released a video. It should have been on Bebo, but I don't know. Some company didn't like the song, but it's a personal song I made. I made the song a while back. It has been released, but it's called Trauma. It's a rock song because, as I said, I'm a pop singer, and I love to sing pop, but I'm a rock singer, too, both. So the Trauma song was related to the bad experiences I had as a child, you know, like my hometown, Earl Street, and MLK, Hitchcock. It's like that era is over. I had to keep away from all that because I went through violence. I was made fun of. I suffered severe childhood abuse. So the song, and then when I made it to came to LA, I was suffered homelessness and victim of crime, robbery, etc. So after so many years of so many experiences, I went into a recording studio and made that song. Now, I did sing that song on the Sunset Strip, and, you know, I gave it to record company insiders in the rock and roll industry, rock and roll, punk rock, hard rock, and, you know, they turned me down. And but it's such a great song for me at the time because it was a catharsis. When I say catharsis, it means a release from the pain and anguish of those bad experiences that I had in the past and recently. You know, I suffered some really horrific experiences as an adult, you know, having some criminals try to stop me from being successful in the industry and harass me for my music. And then these people said they used my song sampling on my pop and rock without permission. Harassment for several decades by a deranged person. So I had some bad experience, so I had to write those songs. You know, dealing with all these bad experiences as a child made me, you know, leave that area, leave that town permanently, and also evolve myself into a rock singer to sing songs like Trauma, because that's what happens. You know, when you go through severe experiences, it could destroy you, or it could make you become an artist. And I think it made me became an artist because of those experiences. Even now in my life, after writing that song, there are so many things that portray to a traumatic experiences or horrific struggles that I went through throughout my life. And, you know, I've been through a lot. And even now, you know, I've been through things that are, you can say, were traumatic and horrific, but I have to survive it because I have such talent and such determination as an artist. Especially now, I can see reminiscence of this song with people around me targeting me, you know, because jealous of my music or trying to sabotage my chances to be in the industry or sabotage my chances to be, you know, even a doctor, lawyer, you know, things on the side. I mean, it really was horrific. And that song is really an aspect of my karma of this lifetime that I experienced in many ways, unfortunately, in more ways than one. But I'm a positive person. So positively means that I think positive and I moved on and things will get better. All I need to do is stay away from the dream killers, stay away from negativity. And that's what that song was about. And I don't, you know, and, you know, here's, I got it on here. Here's a glimpse of that song.
Perfect.
You can hear that song on a video that's out on Twitter. The video is Trauma. You can also hear the song on my album Legacy and Beyond Goodbye for Now. And it was, you know, I was evolving at a time vocally. You know, I sing so much different than I did when I did a song, but that was the way I sung. So my voice is more evolved, but I would say it was just perfect for that song. It was great to sing it. But writing it, the idea was, I wrote the idea of a trauma. And with rock and roll music, it was important to emphasize how the song is. You know, it's like it starts off, you know, a wish, like a fantasy that I had, that I wish I had. I want to have a good time, you know, a time for me to be, you know, have good times. But then I write what actually has happened in my lifetime, which was the opposite. It shows, unfortunately, the dark side of living on this planet. But at the same time, it was positive because it was a way for me to release that pain. Because I do believe that things get better. And being an artist, a singer-songwriter, I felt the pain when I wrote. And I truly lived that life, unfortunately, through the past of my hometown and the people that came around me, and I had to stay away from them, you know, forever because I had to move from a negative experience to a positive, hang around with positive people. And then it was shown to now in the past 10 years or so where I experienced people, again, evil people who try to give me a trauma, just hinder my, take away my dreams, try to take away my songs, use my songs illegally, take away my identity, all kinds of experiences. But the learning process is that I be keep positive, keep writing, and I write about all kinds of things, you know, and keep going for my dreams and keep being positive. And that's what the song is about. But I did lose myself. You know, when I say the long note, I did lose myself from this trauma, you know, because I ain't going to, I'm going to be honest, I lost the normal, you know, the healthy life was eradicated as a child, was destroyed permanently, and I had to find myself to become the individual I am. And it was reinforced about what I had to go through even today. So it's important for me to stay positive and keep away from people and things that are negative that can give me another traumatic experience. But at the same time, it's also for me to move on and to be positive, hang around with people who will enhance my life and my dreams and accept me for who I am. Because I at the time, and I grew up, even now, I come across people who want to try to make me be something I'm not or hinder my dreams or take advantage. And that's not fair. We're not on this planet to be cruel. And I'm not on this planet to feel traumatic because I know I got one life to live. And that's to be an intellectual, to be an artist, and to move, you know, to be positive. But I had to write about that because the good and bad, I had to write about everything because it was showcased for me to be a healthy person. I had to talk about these situations, not only in my podcast, but in my music, so I could be a healthier person, so I can continue to be positive. And I love and I prefer to write about positive situations like I have because a lot of my music is positive. But I also have to talk about the truth about living a life on the planet that I live. The good side of what happened was that I became an artist. So I took whatever experiences I had and made it, and it came in the form of being an artist to write about it. So that's a good thing. I hope you enjoy the video and the song and look at it from the perspective of me, someone who has suffered for my art and continue to have suffered. But at the same time, I'm positive I'm well enough to move on because trauma is just writing about what has happened and how I can heal and move on and continue to be an artist who sings and writes. But I have suffered for my art. Good day, good night from Dove Night.